the story that I'm going to share with you today.
那我们一开始就讲一点有关圣诞节的故事。哦，感恩节的故事。我还没进入状态。我希望你们都醒了啊。
Well, the pilgrims left England in 1620.
在1620年，在英格兰生活的清教徒们。
And the reason they left is because they wanted to worship God freely.
为什么他们离开他们的家乡要来到美洲呢？因为他们想自由的敬拜主。
They had some problems as they were leaving Europe.
所以他们在离开欧洲的时候，他们有一些困难。
They had two ships to begin with.
一开始的时候，他们有两艘船。
And one of them started taking on water.
那么有一艘船呢，就不幸就漏水了。
So they decided to put everybody in one ship.
所以他们就把所有的人都放在另一艘船上。
And when they got almost halfway across the Atlantic,
就在他们横渡大西洋大概到了一半的时候
，they were thinking maybe we should go back.
他们就有点气馁，他们就说大概我们该往回开回家去。
Because their other ship was kind of falling apart too.
因为另外一艘船这个时候已经快要沉了。
Once they got a little over halfway, they thought, well, we might as well keep going.
但是当他们度过了一半的旅程，这个他们就下定了决心要往前走。
And so they kept going.
所以他们继续朝前航行。
They spent 2 months on the boat.
然后在大西洋上航行了两个月。
And they arrived later than they wanted to, right before winter of 1620.
他们就在1620年这个冬天来临之前到达了这个美洲。
That first winter was not a good one.
那么第一个冬天是非常的困难。
Originally, there were 102 pilgrims.
一开始有102个清教徒。
And 46 of them died that first winter.
这102个里面有46位在第一年冬天就不幸去世。
So they lost about half
of the people. 所以他们大约有一半的人口都不见了。
They started off with 18 adult women.
他们一开始有18位成年妇女。
I'd like all the adult women here to raise their hand, please.
我们在座的成年女士们，请举起你们的手，我看看有几位我们大概有20来个。
We've got about 22 here.
22位。
So they had 18 to begin with.
他们那个时候人比我们还少一点。
13 of those died the first winter.
他们在第一年冬天有13位女士妇女去世。
So now we've only got 5 women.
现在只剩下5位这样的母亲。
And you can see in this picture, it looks like there's more men than there are women.
你看，大家看看这个在slide上面秀的这个相片，上面有一些男士、女士都在上面。
Well, they needed some help, or they weren't going to make it.
所以他们需要帮助，因为要不然的话，他们就度过不了这个艰难的时刻。
And there were some savages, as they would have called them.
那个时候，他们就把这些土著人叫做没有。文明化的人叫 savage，
and we could also say they were heathen savages，
也可以把他们叫做没有规划的、完全没有教养的人。
But these heathen savages had mercy on them，
但就是因为这样的人把恩典赐给他们。
They taught them how to hunt，
他们教给他们教这些清教徒们如何去打猎。
And they taught them how to plant corn and squash the vegetables that would survive，
教他们怎么种植这个玉米和南瓜。
And the second, as they were approaching the second winter, they had enough stored up.
在接近第二年冬天的时候，这个时候他们就grown up,
stored up,
stored up. Okay, 就储藏起来，有食物储藏起来。
And so they decided, rather than just hoarding this and keeping this, they wanted to have a meal of appreciation to God and to the savages.
他们就为了表示他们的感激就决定在第二年开一个大餐来宴请这些帮助他们的美洲土人呢。
They trusted God, but they had no idea how God would provide for them.
他们信靠神，但是他们并不知道神会怎么样满足他们的需求。
They thought they were God's chosen people going to a new land to shine God's light.
他们认为他们自己是神的选民，到了新大陆，神就会让他们做他的使者。
And they didn't know that they would not have lasted through the second winter were it not for the generosity and the mercy of the people they looked down on.
因为他们根本没有想到，假如没有这个美洲印第安人的慷慨大方，他们甚至不能度过第二个冬天。
Well, the story I'm going to read and talk about today comes from the book of First Kings.
那么今天的故事呢，是来自列王记上。
And we're going to be looking at God's provision and people's response to God's provision.
我们今天要来研究一下啊，神的供应和人们的回应。
So the first person we're looking at here is Elijah.
那么的第一位人物就是啊啊以利亚。
And let me just start with the first three verses.
好，让我们开始读三节经文。
Now Elijah, the Tishbite from Tishba in Gilead.
寄居啊、基列寄居的提斯比人以利亚。
He said to Ahab,
他对亚哈说
As the Lord, the God of Israel lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain the next few years, except at my word.
他说我指着所侍奉的永生耶和华以色列的神起誓，这几年如果我不祷告，天就不降露，也不下雨。
Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah.
所以耶和华的话就临到降临到以利亚说
Leave here.
你离开这里。
Turn eastward and hide,
往东边去。
And hide in the Kereth Ravine.
你就藏在约旦河东边的基利西旁边。
East of the Jordan. And so here, as you can see the pointer, this is the Jordan River. He started off over here, and he left, and he went and hid east of the Jordan.
他就看到这个啊，在画面上直的这一条是约旦河，他就从这个地方往东边走。
And later on, I'm going to show you another place where he's going to go, and I'll go ahead and point to that place now. Later, he's going to go way up through all these mountains. He's going to leave Israel.
一会儿他要从这个地方往上爬山越岭，到达啊这个那个时候以色列北边的地方。
And he's going to go right up here at the top of the map.
他要跑到这个海边那个地方，在那个地图的角上。
But right now, we have him east of the Jordan.
但我们现在又回到他在约旦河东边的时候。
So let's look at God's message to Elijah.
让我们来看一看啊，这个啊，主给以色给这个以利亚的话语。
The first thing that's kind of interesting about this is he's having him go to King Ahab.
第一件有趣的事情是他到这个啊那个时候的王亚哈。
And King Ahab was considered to be one of the most evil kings that Israel had ever had.
亚哈是以色列历史上据说是一个最坏的王之一。
This is a man who would have somebody falsely accused and killed just so he could have his field.
这个啊，这个王曾经为因为这个土地，他会啊屠杀他不喜欢的人。
Okay, and And it says here that Elijah went to King Ahab and went with a message.
So Elijah 就到了亚哈王那里，带去了啊这个话语。
But the interesting thing is in verse 2, it says, Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah.
有意思的是第二节，神的话啊降临到以利亚。
Does that mean that the word of the Lord did not come to Elijah for what he told the king? Was that just Elijah's own words?
那是不是说就是神的话啊？这个在这个之前没有到以利亚，并只是以利亚通过自己的嘴说出这些话语呢
？I don't think that's what it's saying.
我自己不这么认为。
It seems to me that the first time the word of the Lord came through Elijah.
在我看来，第一次是神的话语通过以利亚说出来
，to King Ahab.
然后说给这个亚哈王听。
This time, the word of the Lord comes to Elijah.
这一次却是神的话语降临到以利亚身上。
So here we have God coming to Elijah with a message, a personal message for him.
这就是说神把他的话语降临到以色列降临到以利亚他的个人身上。
And he's telling him to turn and hide.
他告诉他往哪里去？去到哪里藏起来
？And that's kind of an unusual command. Usually, God tells people to fight, not to hide.
这个命令非常奇怪，因为通常神都是命令我们去上哪里为征战。
But here it seems to me, God is more aware of the situation than Elijah.
这就让我感觉到，这个神比以利亚更知道、更清楚他现在所处的处境。
And he knows the danger.
他知道他所处的危险。
And He also wants to bring Elijah away to tenderly care for him.
他也同样是要把以利亚带离这个地方，并且很温柔的供给他所有的需要。
So let's look at how God cared for Elijah.
那我们来看一看神是怎么样来看顾以利亚的。
So in verses 4 through 6, he says, You will drink from the brook, and I have ordered the ravens to feed you there.
在列王记上第17章第4到第6节，他说你要从溪里面喝水。
So he did what the Lord had told him.
所以他就遵照神的话语而行。
He went to the Kereth Ravine east of the Jordan and stayed there.
他就来到在约旦河东边的一条小溪叫基利溪。就在那里住了下来。
The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook.
乌鸦就在每天的早晚给他叼来肉和饼，他就也每天喝这个溪里的水。
So let's just enter into the second part of the passage here.
所以这里呢，我们就回到我们第二段的这个信息。
One of the things that I thought was just amazing to visualize was this picture of the birds.
So 我有时候就想到，当你肉眼能看见这一大群鸟在那里这个景象，你是什么感觉？
To imagine Elijah going to this place where there's nothing to eat.
你想象一下，以利亚到这个地方，他没有什么吃喝的东西。
And God says the birds will take care of you.
神说这个鸟会给你带来食物。
And so he took him there, and
神把他带到那里。
And then every morning and every evening, there'd be a flock of ravens.
每天早晨一大群的鸟飞来飞去。
And they'd be carrying bread and meat.
把他为他带来这个肉和饼。
As we think about the passage that we read during communion today,
让我们想一想刚才我们在圣餐的时候所读过的那一段经文。
In Matthew chapter 6,
在马太福音第六章
verse 26,
第二十六节
Jesus says, I tell you the truth, you're looking for me not because you saw miraculous signs, but because
让我告诉你实话，你到这里来并不是因为看见神迹
but because you ate of the loaves and had your fill.
是因为你到这里来吃饼并且能够得饱
And if you remember in this passage,Jesus or the people said, "Our forefathers ate manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat."
他说你们的祖宗在旷野里面吃玛纳。
And Jesus is saying to them, "I am the bread from heaven."
耶稣却对他们说，我是生命的粮。
And I think what God is doing here, He's providing bread and meat from heaven.
干什么呢？神是在从天上为我们带来。这个饼和肉
and he's providing this for his servant Elijah,
并且为他的仆人以利亚带来他所需的东西。
And I think Elijah's getting much more here than bread and meat.
我想以利亚在这里所得到的比他所得到的肉和饼还要多。
I think he's partaking of Jesus,
因为他
Partaking, how would you say?
Partaking. 像
享受
耶稣。大声点。
享受耶稣。
他在这里先享受耶稣。Partaking.
And so God is allowing him into intimate fellowship.
所以神允许他跟他有一个亲密的关系。
And he is He's experiencing God's care in a very special way.
神让他经历了神对他这个特别的这种看护。
In the Old Testament, God provided the manna and quail for the Israelites in the desert.
在旧约里面，神为以色列人提供了这玛纳和这个鹌鹑。
He also provided water from the rock.
他也为众人从岩石里面提供了食用的水。
Yet in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament, we see the Jews focusing their attention on the provision rather than on the provider.
在新约和旧约里面，我们都看到这个以色列人都只是关注 我们的供应者所提供的东西更少的关注神，我们的供应者。
And when the provision stops,
当神的供应停止了以后
，they grumble，
所以他们就开始抱怨。
And they complain，
他们就不停的抱怨。
Jesus says that He is our bread from heaven。
耶稣说他是我们生命的粮。
What about us? Do we grumble and complain when it seems like we're not getting what He promised?
我们是不是开始抱怨了？当我们没有得到耶稣要给我们的东西，我们想要的东西。
Do we see the glass is half full?
我们有没有啊？现在不要。
是。半水杯。
当我们看到有只有半杯水的时候，你是不是就不高兴了
？Do we see the emptiness in the cup?
我们看到了是不是杯里面的水已经没有了
？Or do we see that our provider is able to fill up the cup overflowing.
你有没有注意到神啊？这个我们的供应者能够让我们的福杯满溢。
Is it do we think of oh these are non-renewable resources?
你有没有想到这些神给我们的这些是啊不可消耗的资源
？Or do we think wait a minute, God is able to renew?All resources.
或者你有没有想到，神有那个能力让所有的资源都得到再生
？Today, as I was driving to church,
今天我开车到教会的时候
，I noticed the leaves were dying.
我看到外面的树叶正在枯黄。
They were beautiful, but they were dying.
外面的秋叶的景象很漂亮，但是树叶正在枯死。
So, should we try to take the green leaves and protect them and save them?Or can we trust that maybe God will renew and that we'll have green leaves again in the future?
你会把这个满树的绿叶保存起来吗？还是你相信神让树明年会这个重新长出崭新的新叶子？
So these are some of the things that that God was doing for Elijah.
这些就是神为以利亚所做的几件事情。
And He's continuing to do these things for us today.
他在今天也是为我们在座的每一位在做这些事情。
Well, moving on. Sometime later, the brook dried up.
那我们继续向前。一段时间以后，这个基利希的水干枯了。
Because there had been no rain in the land.
因为天上没有下雨来。
Then the word of the Lord came to him.
这个时候，神的话语又再临到以利亚。
Go at once to Zarephath of Sidon.
他说去到这个撒勒法这个地方。
Sorry.
你起身到西顿的撒勒法
and stay there. I have commanded a widow in that place to supply you with food.
你住在那里，我已经吩咐了一位寡妇为你提供你的所需，让她供养你。
So, what about us when the brooks dry up in our life?
那我们的情形又怎么样呢？当给我们的供应就像溪水一样干枯的时候
，I mean, think about Elijah here. God told him.I will provide for you.
想一想，以色列这个以利亚在这里的时候，神跟他说，我会给你提供一切。
Every morning and every evening, he'd go and wait for the birds.
每天早晚都有鸟为你叼来食物。
He'd see this flock coming in.
他可以看见整群的鸟飞来。
And they'd be providing him with the food that he needed.
他为以利亚带来食物。
Probably raiding all kinds of homes and stuff, getting the bread and the meat for him.
这些食物也许是从其他的家庭那里给叼来的。
And keep in mind that this was not a time of plenty. This was a time of great want.
你一定要想象，在那个时代，并不这个物产并不富裕。
So now we have Elijah by the stream here.
这个时候以利亚住在这个河边。
And we're seeing that there's less water than there was yesterday.
这个水越来越少。
And finally, there's no water at all.
所以有一天水就干了。
And how do you deal with that? God, you were going to provide me with water, and now there's nothing.
你想想看，他会不会想，就是神，你为我提供这一切，这河水突然的就干掉了，我怎么办
？It says, sometime later, the brook dried up. That means no water.
那就是说有一段时间以后，这个溪水干枯意味着再也没有水。
Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah.
这时候神的话语降临到以利亚身上。
So there was no water in the glass.
这在就像杯子里面没有水。
So it wasn't, you couldn't say half full, it was completely empty.
它不是半杯水，它是一滴水都没有。
And so Elijah didn't react as the Israelites did.
以利亚并没有像以色列人那样的反应。
If you remember, they were about ready to stone Moses, and he got angry, and he hit the rock.
你们还记得就是他们要找这个吃喝和水，那么摩西就去击打这个岩石。
Whereas here we have Elijah just waiting patiently for God's word.
以利亚却是很耐心的等待，等待神的话语。
So what about me? What about us?
那我们的光景又是怎么样呢？
When the brooks dry up, when God's promises seem to dry up in life, what do we do?
当神应许给我们的溪水干枯的时候，我们怎么办？
We take matters into our own hands?
我们是不是按照自己的方式来做事呢？
Like King Saul did?
然后就像这个王扫罗王 King Saul.
If you remember, King Saul was told to wait for the prophet.
有扫罗王被这个谁告知让他等待。
And he got afraid, he couldn't wait, so he made the sacrifice.
对，但是他害怕，他自己就不等待，他去做献祭的事情。
But here we have Elijah patiently waiting on the Lord.
但是在这里我们看到以利亚，他很耐心地等待神的话语。
So what lessons can we learn?
说我们可以学到一点什么功课呢？
About God as our provider.
我们这个神作为我们的供应者，我们可以学到一些功课。
Several things. One is we can learn that he cares deeply for the physical, emotional, and spiritual needs.
第一件，神看顾我们肉体、情绪和精神上的所有需要。
Of his servants.
特别是他的仆人。
Secondly, we learn that God is able to meet our needs in unusual ways.
第二就是神可以满足我们的需要以各种不同的方式。甚至很特别的方式。
We also learn that he sometimes brings those he loves to the point where they're left with seemingly nothing.
他们神会把他的爱是带到一个光景，那就是说让我们有些人觉得一无所有。
So that he becomes all that we have.
然后神就变成了我们的所有。
What do we learn about Elijah from this?
那我们从以利亚身上学到了什么呢？
He heard and received God's promise of provision.
他听到了并且接受了神的应许。
He obeyed God and he clung to him.
他顺从了神的话语。
He waited for God.
他这个依靠神，他也等待神。
He didn't grumble.
他没有抱怨。
So,Has God ever brought you to this point in your life?
那么神有没有把你带到你生命中的一个这么一个位置一个光景
？Where life seems to have dried up.
在那个时候，你的生命似乎已经干枯了。
Things aren't going well.
每样事情都不顺利。
You have nothing that seems like is that you can hold on to.
你变得没有一样事情你觉得有把握。
And when you get to that point, or if you've gotten to that point, where did you go?
当你到了这么一个光景的时候，你会向哪里走？
There are a couple of times in my life where I can say that I've experienced this to some degree.
在我的生命里面，我碰到几样事情。
A couple of years ago,
几年前，
I seemed perfectly healthy.
我看起来是非常的健壮。
But I went in for a routine physical and found out that I had cancer the size of a baseball in my kidney. I mean, in my lung.No, kidney, sorry.
那几年前我去做体检的时候，突然的发现，在我的到底是 kidney 还是 lung？
肾
啊，在我的腰子上，肾脏上面发现了有一个肿瘤，癌症。
And you know, later on, I remember someone saying, you know, what were the best and worst part of your year?
So, 后来有人问我这一年里面最好的和最坏的是些什么
and I remember saying I think that was the best part of my year
所以我记得我还说那就是我一年里面最好的光景。
And they thought, well, you must have had a pretty bad year.
So 他们在那皱了眉说你肯定这一年过得不怎么好。
But actually, it's because I seemed at that point as though I had nothing I could hold on to but God.
但事实上在那时候我就觉得我是一无所有，除了神我一无所有。
And I experienced his special care and provision in a very real way.
所以我经历了神所给我的特别的供应，在以一种特别的方式让我体验到神。
And I really experienced his love.
我真是体验到神对我的爱。
In a deep way.
神深深地感受到这个神对我的爱和看顾。
And later on,
后来
it gave me incredible opportunities to share of God's love.
所以后来就神给我这么一个机会，可以和很多人分享这神的爱。
And so I could see how God really used that for His glory.
所以我就知道神怎么样要用我来荣耀他。
Well, let's move on.And we're going to be entering in a new character here.
让我们继续的讨论，这个时候有一个新人物要出现了。
Okay. So starting with verse 10. So he went to Zaphereth, where he came to the town gate. A widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, "Would you bring me a little jar, a little water in a jar, so I may have a drink?"
所以我们回到列王记上第十七章第十节。他就到了撒勒法这个地方。Okay. 以色列以利亚起身往撒勒法去，到了城门就看见有一个寡妇在那里捡柴。以利亚呼叫他说，求你用器皿取点水来给我喝。
As she was getting it, as she was going to get it, he called, and bring me a piece of bread.
他说就到他那里的时候，他说你给我拿一块饼来给我吃。
As surely as the Lord your God lives, she replied, I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. I'm gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die.
那寡妇就说啊，我没有什么给你的，我只有剩下一点点面粉和一点油，这做起来的饼和饼只够我和我儿子吃，然后吃了我们不够就去死吧。
So, what kind of woman do we have here?
在我们看到这位妇女，她有些什么？
This picture, I thought, was a good one to use, because you can obviously see this woman is not Jewish.
在这个图片上面，你就可以看到，她看起来不像是一个犹太人。
And that was one of the characteristics of this woman. She was not a Jew.
她不是个犹太人。
She was a foreigner.
她在那个时候，她是个外国人。
And she was a broken woman. She was a widow.
她也是个心破碎的人，因为她是个寡妇。
She was probably pretty young.
也许她很年轻。
We know that she had a son, probably an only son.
我们知道她有一个儿子，也许就是她唯一的儿子。
We also know for later on in this chapter that she saw herself as a cursed and sinful woman.
因为我从在之后的章节里面，我们可以得知他认为自己是受诅咒的。
And it may be more just kind of her theology of God that caused her to feel cursed.
也许他认为这是他跟神的关系造成了这个他现在的处境。
She seemed to believe that bad things happen to bad people.
他看起来，他相信灾祸连连，倒霉霉运不断。
My husband died.
他的丈夫死了。
So I must be a bad person.
所以他认为，也许我是个坏人。
And everybody around her agreed.
在座的每位同不同意
？Probably. Well, we know she was a foreigner. She was somebody, though, who had received a command, a special command from the Lord.
我们知道，也许她是一个外国人，但是她也许就是那一位收到这个神的命令的那个人。
If you look at the previous verses,
我们看看前面的几节经文。
The very last of verse 9, it says, "I have commanded a widow in that place."To supply you with food.
神说我已经吩咐了一位寡妇在那里为你提供食物。
So we don't know when he had commanded her.
我们不知道神什么时候啊这么告诉他了。
But he had told her.
但是神确实告诉他了。
I'm sending a prophet to you.
我神说啊，我会送一位这个啊先知到你那里。
And you're going to take care of him.
你需要照顾他的生活。
Maybe it was before her husband died.
甚至是在她的丈夫去世之前。
We don't know.
我们不知道。
And maybe at that time she could believe that word from God.
也许那个时候她还相信神的话。
But
但是
later on, after her husband died,
她的丈夫去世以后
and as she was starving to death,
她自己都饥寒交迫。
She probably was questioning her hearing.
她也许就怀疑自己所听到的话了。
She probably thought, that was probably somebody playing a joke on me or something. God couldn't have been speaking to me.
也许会想是谁跟我开玩笑了？神会开这样的玩笑吗？
Maybe she felt a little bit like Abraham.
就像让她就看起来就像亚伯拉罕一样。
God said, "Your son will be the father." Of many nations.
那个时候，神对亚伯拉罕说：“神，你的儿子会成为万国之父。”
And you know, when you get to be about 80 years old or something like that,
当你年纪长到啊80岁左右，
you probably begin to wonder, did I hear that right?
所以，也许你就会心里就会想，哎，我这个听到的话是不是对的？
And I think this woman is probably feeling a little bit like Abraham.
我想这位妇女，她就像那个时候的亚伯拉罕一样。
She was a hopeless, desperate. Mother,
她是啊一个没有希望的、了无声望、绝望的母亲。
And it sounds like she was desperate enough that she was going to take her son's life and her own life.
看起来她就想啊，她了结她和她儿子自己的生命。
The very end of it, of verse 12,
在第十二节的末尾。
She says, "I'm making enough for a meal for me and my son that we may eat it and die."
因为他在那里说，我们就可以用这所剩的一点点面粉做一餐饭吃了，然后我跟我儿子就死吧。
So, what do we learn about God from this?
那么在这里面，我们可以学到一些什么功课呢？
Some of the same things that he was revealing as in his communication, with Elijah.
就好像我们刚才在圣餐里面，神对以利亚所说的话。
God will go out of his way to show his love and tender care.
神会向他显现神给我们的看顾，以他这种温柔的方式。
In the book of John, I'm sorry, the book of Luke.
在这个路加福音
，Jesus actually refers to this widow.
这耶稣基督曾经提到这位寡妇。
And he says, you know, there were a lot of widows in Israel.That God could have sent Elijah to.
他说在以色列遍地有很多的寡妇，为什么他就把以利亚送到这一位那里呢？
But he sent him to a foreigner.
并且把他送到一位外国这个妇女寡妇身边。
So another thing we're learning about God is that he cares more. He cares for people of other nations.
在这里我们就可以学到啊，可以知道神看顾其他的民族，不光看顾以色列人。
We also know that he has a special place in his heart for widows, for the poor.
我们也知道，在神的内心，他专门特别的看顾这个贫穷的人、寡妇，还有。
We also see that God wants us to cling to Him and Him alone.
还有，我们神愿意看到我们跟随他，并且只跟从他。
Another thing we see is that God is a wonderful multitasker.
我们也可以知道神可以同时做很多件事情。
He's sending Elijah to this woman to be cared for.
神可以一心多用，因为他把以利亚送到寡妇身边。
But as we're going to see, he is also sending Elijah to her so that she can be cared for.
所以他也把他送到那里，这个寡妇也得到看顾。
So let's move on to the next part. One more thing I want to mention is what do we learn from Elijah here?
那我们可以从以利亚身上学到什么呢？
And one of the things we learn from Elijah is that he's very humble and obedient.
是那以利，我们可以知道以利亚非常的谦卑。
Elijah could have said, "God, just send me to a widow around here."
以利亚是可以说的，神你就把我送到那里去。
If you remember Naaman. Naaman said, why do I have to come all the way over here to wash in this stream? Why couldn't I have just gone and washed in one of the streams in my own land?
拿曼，对不对？是拿曼哈，是吧？就像那个拿曼一样，他可以质问神，为什么就把我放在这个他的土地上，对不对？
以色列，以色列为什么要到那个 Jordan？
那个时候，嗯。
Oh,
不对，
我说的那with Naaman, God had him go to Israel to wash in the Jordan.
拿曼那个时候让神让拿曼去到以色列约旦河边。
Right, and Naaman complained to God.
拿曼就向神抱怨。
Why do I have to go here? I'm not going to do it.
为什么叫我到那里去？我实在不愿意去。
And finally, his servants persuaded him.
最后，这个仆人这个劝服他去了。
But with Elijah, we don't have the same pride.
但是以利亚却没有这样的骄傲。
We see a man who's humble, saying, "Your will be done, Lord."
我们看到他很谦卑，遵从神的话语。
Well, let's go ahead and look at the next part of the passage here.
好，让我们继续看下一节经文。
So in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 13, Elijah said to her, "Don't be afraid. Go home and do as you have said. But first make a small cake of bread for me from what you have, and bring it to me. And then make something for yourself and your son."
列王记上第十七章第十三节，以利亚对他说，不要惧怕，可以照你所说的去做吧。只要先为我做一个小饼拿来给我，然后为你和你的儿子做饼。
For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, "The jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord gives rain on the land."
因为耶和华以色列的神如此说，坛内的面必不减少，瓶里的油必不短缺，直到耶和华使雨降在地上的日子。
She went away and did as Elijah had told her.
妇人就照以利亚的话去行。
So there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family.
他和他的家人和他家中的人并以利亚吃了许多日子。
For the jar of flour was not used up and the jug of oil did not run dry in keeping with the word the Lord had spoken by Elijah.
所以坛内的面果然不减少，瓶里的油也不短缺，正如耶和华借以利亚所说的话。
Okay.So here, what do we learn about our woman here?
那我们在这里，我们学到一些什么功课呢？
One is that she held on just long enough.
这个就是这位寡妇她就一直能够熬到现在。
Another thing we learn is that her faith was very fragile.
但是她的信心却非常的脆弱。
When Elijah told her to get some water for him, she went off to do it.
以利亚告诉他去给他拿一点水来的时候，他也去了。
I'm sure that was hard for her, but she had enough goodness in her, enough faith in her to at least do that.
虽然她很日子很艰难，但她还是照以利亚的话去做了。
But when Elijah saw her leaving and said to her, "Oh, and by the way, get a little bread for me too."
当她起身离去取水的时候，以利亚又对她说，你给我拿一块饼来。
That put her over the edge.
这个就让他已经到了这个暴怒的边缘了。
And at this point, you sense, no, she's saying that's impossible.
他说这个做不了这个事情。
And yet, when Elijah told her, "Don't be afraid, God's going to provide for you. Oh, but make the cake for me first."
以利亚就告诉他，你不要惧怕，因为神有供应，你呢先为我做一个小饼来。
She was willing to trust and to do that.
她也是愿意去做，去相信。
And as a result, she was able to experience God's provision.
结果就是她能够经历神的供应。
One of the things that I think is really beautiful about this is that God provided, but he first asked her to give to him.
这里面有一件美好的事情，就是神供应我们，但是神他要求。
And so we have God providing for His prophet from the poor, from the poorest of poor.
神在这里为他的这个啊、先知供应他的所需。
Okay, let's go ahead and move on down to the next section.
我们到列王记第十七章第十七节。
Starting with yes, 17. So here we have another trial.
那么在这里就有很多的试探。
Sometime later.The son of the woman who owned the house became ill. He grew worse and worse and finally stopped breathing.
在这事以后，那做那家主母的妇人，她儿子病了，病得甚重，以致身无气息。
She said to Elijah, "What do you have against me, man of God? Did you come to remind me of my sin and kill my son?"
妇人对以利亚说，神人呢，你我与你何干？你进到我这里来。使神想念我的罪，以致我的儿子死了。
And then moving down, starting with verse 22, the Lord heard Elijah's cry, and the boy's life returned to him, and he lived.
第二十节，耶和华应允以利亚的话，孩子的灵魂忍入他的身体，他就活了。
Elijah picked up the child and carried him.Down from the room into the house. He gave him to his mother and said, Look, your son is alive.
以利亚将孩子从楼上抱下来，进屋子交给他母亲说，看哪，你的儿子活了。
Then the woman said to Elijah, Now I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord from your mouth is the truth.
妇人对以利亚说，现在我知道你是神人，耶和华借你的口所说的话是真理。
So here we have a woman whose faith was very fragile.
所以这位妇女，我们可以看到她的信仰是非常的脆弱。
And a woman whose understanding of God was very immature.
这位妇人对神的印象是非常的不成熟。
Again, she has this view, bad things happen to bad people.
她认为就是倒霉的人霉运不断。
First, my husband died.
第一，首先她丈夫死了。
Now my son's died.
接下来他儿子要死了。
So I must really be a terrible sinner.
所以他觉得自己实在是罪孽深重。
And Elijah comes and pleads to God and says, God, don't let this woman's faith fail like this.
但以利亚来向神呼求，不要让这妇人的儿子死掉。
And in the end, this woman is much like Jesus' disciples.She doesn't really believe fully until after the resurrection.
这就好像很多的蒙这个妇人就好像很多的蒙徒在没有经过神的救赎的时候都没有完全的相信神。
Well, I've got a few questions for reflection I'd just like for us to think about.
我这里呢有几个问题需要我们可以思考的。
How do we respond when God's provisions seem to have dried up?
就是神给我们供应要干在干枯的时候，我们是怎么样回应神的供应的？
Grumble and complain, or do we cling to God and God alone?
我们心里还有怨气，抱怨不断吗？
Secondly, do we hold fast to the blessings of God and possess them as non-renewable resources that we cannot afford to let go of?
第二，我们有没有紧紧抓住神的祝福，并且把这些祝福作为不可再生的资源？这样我们是根本就负担不起把它失去的这个代价。
Or do we follow the example of Elijah, who waited daily for bread and meat, and for the widow who gave to others in need first before taking for herself and her family?
我们有没有这个就像以利亚那么每天早晚都在等候神所赐的食物？和就像那个寡妇一样，她这个首先想到别人，然后再供给她自己和她的家庭。
And then third, how about the spiritual blessings the Lord longs to give us?
也让我们思想神所给我们的这个属灵的属灵的祝福。
Are we humble enough to receive the blessings directly from Him?
我们有没有？足够的谦卑，俯伏在神的面前，来直接从神那里领受这样的祝福。
And indirectly from others,
还是从别的人身上间接的得到这些祝福。
Or in pride, do we try to do it our way?
还是我们都还很骄傲，按照我们自己的方式自行其事？
Do we freely receive and freely give?
我们真是有没有完完全全的自由的从神那里得到，并且自由的从这个从我们身上给出？
As I look at the back table and see all of the boxes,
我们转过身看看后面桌子上这些的鞋盒。
I think that's just an example of giving in such a way that you're going to be a blessing to others halfway around the world.
这个就是一个活生生的例子。那么你把神的祝福传到全世界，可以送给所需要的人。
And just want to encourage us to continue to live in such a way.
我想真是大大的鼓励我们在座的每一位用这样的方式来过我们的生活。
In closing, I'd just like to introduce somebody who's really inspired me.
这位老人实在是鼓励了我。
His name's George Mueller.
他的名字叫乔治·米勒。
I don't know him personally.
我个人并不认识他。
Some people might think I'm that old, but...
也许你们认为我见过他。
But anyway, let me just tell you a little bit about this man. First of all, I don't know if any of you have ever seen the bumper sticker, but it says, "He who dies with the most wins."
我不知道在座的各位有没有人知道他。他据说他是。
Oh no, there's a bumper sticker that are on cars. It says, "He who dies with the most wins."谁得到的最多都赢了。
詹立兄，这话怎么最能够表示我们的表达我们的意思
？Do you understand? Okay, okay. He, the man or the person who dies with the most things, is the winner. No, this is a bumper sticker. 这是世界的看法。就是谁能得到的更多，谁都赢了。
就谁死的时候有最多的财产，他就是个胜利者。这是个世人的看法，世界的看法。
Yeah, okay. Well, George Mueller was a loser according to that standard.
如果根据这个我们属世的这个标准的话，乔治·米勒显然是一个失败者。
As a young boy, he was a very worldly person.
他很年轻的时候，他很属世。
He at 10 years old, his father was a tax collector.
十岁的时候，他的父亲是一个税官税吏。
And he figured out a way to embezzle a lot of money from his father.
他那个时候就已经找到了窍门，要从他爸爸那里搞钱。
When he was 14 years old, his mother died.
他的母亲去世。
At that time, he was getting drunk and playing cards.
那个时候，他已经是一个醉鬼，并且会玩纸牌游戏。
When he was 16 years old, he was in jail.
16岁的时候，他已经去坐牢了。
He was in jail.
他已经去吃牢饭了。
Okay. Throughout his lifetime, and also throughout his lifetime, well, let me just say, when he was in college, he became a Christian.
他上大学的时候，他就成了一位基督徒。
And he became a great man of faith.
然后他就真是成了一位信心的伟人。
Throughout his lifetime, he saw millions of dollars.
在他的一生里面，他收集到了、聚集了无数的财富。
Come into his hands.
到他的手上。
But at the end of his life, he had only a few coins.
但是在他这个去世的时候，他手上只有几个硬币了。
And in closing, I'd just like to share a couple of excerpts from an interview with him in 1897.
在我们快结束的时候，我来分享一小段节选自他采访他的话语。
When his glass was empty, George Mueller brought his needs to God alone in prayer.
他把他说，在他的杯子里面没有东西的时候，水杯干枯的时候，
对，
乔治·米勒
把他的需求带到神的面前，用在神面前，只在神面前祷告。那么差不多有
and almost 10,000 orphans were provided for as a result.
他为将近一万个孤儿提供他们的所需所求。
He also started 117 schools, which educated over 120,000 young people and orphans.
他建立了117所学校，在那里教育12万名年轻人和孤儿。
And in this interview, this man asked him,
那么在这个采访当中，那记者问他，
You have always found the Lord faithful to his promise, Mr. Mueller?
他说，米勒先生，你是不是一直都发现神是可以信靠的？
Always.
他说，永远都是。
He has never failed me.
他从来不让我失望。
For nearly 70 years, every need in connection with his work has been supplied.
所以在将近70年的时间里面，所有跟神所关联的工作，从来神都有供应。
The orphans from the first until now have numbered 9,500.
从第一个孤儿到现在，总共有9,500个。
But they have never wanted a meal.
但是他们从来不缺少一餐饭。
Hundreds of times we have commenced a day without a penny.
成千上百次的时间里面，我们一开始是手无分文。
But our Heavenly Father has sent supplies the moment they were actually required.
但是我们在天上的父却是在我们最需要的时候供应了所有的一切。
There was never a time when we had no wholesome meal.
我们没有一次没有像样的这个饭食。
During all these years, I have been enabled to trust in the living God alone.
在过去的这些岁月里面，我只信靠了这个活神，并且只信靠活神。
$7,500,000 have been sent to me in answer to prayer.
在我的祷告以后，有人送给我750万美元。
And keep in mind that's more than $50 million today.
现在这个数字已经达到了5,000万。
He also said, "Our reserve fund is in heaven."
他说我们的资金储备是在天上。
The living God is our sufficiency.
我们的活神就是让我们丰富满意的神。
I have trusted him for $1.
我在一块钱上信靠他。
And I have trusted him for thousands.
我也在几千块钱上信靠他。
And I have never trusted in vain.
我的信靠从来没有落空。
Blessed is the man that trusts in him.
这他是祝福的神，他值得我们信靠。
Let's pray.
好，让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, thank you that you are the blessed provider.
主，我们真谢谢你，你是我们的供应者。